Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello and welcome to Sugar Addiction Part 3, Your Mindset Matters. Mindset is truly important in all aspects of life, including sugar addiction. Changing your mindset about food and sugar addiction can be very powerful. It can help you kick the sugar and refined foods habit permanently and start a brand new habit of consuming real foods. While this episode is about sugar addiction, mindset can be a strong influential factor in recovering from any type of addiction, not just sugar addiction. In some ways, sugar addiction may not seem like a serious addiction, yet it truly is. Studies have shown that sugar stimulates the brain in exactly the same way as very harsh drugs. In fact, experts are now indicating that sugar can be even more addicting than cocaine. Here's what we'll cover in today's episode. We'll define mindset. We'll talk about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. We'll talk about the influence of society's mindset. We'll discuss self-sabotage, willpower, willingness, avoidance, belief in helplessness, belief in choice, cultural upbringing, and we'll talk about how mindset can be influenced by outside forces. Then finally, we'll talk about mindfulness and how it can be helpful. So let's get started with define mindset. The dictionary defines mindset simply as the established set of attitudes held by someone. Mindset is your framework for how you view everything in your life, the world, events, people and relationships, and your situation at any given time. It is both positive and negative thinking. It is not set in stone, which means that it can be changed. Changing your mindset can give you a new perspective and make a big shift in your life. Positive mindset will have a beneficial influence on the outcome of a situation in your life, whereas negative mindset can have the exact opposite effect and make a situation more difficult. Here's an example of positive versus negative mindset using the issue of stress. Negative mindset: stress is very debilitating for me. Positive mindset: stress is healthy. It energizes me and helps me get things accomplished. It all starts with mindset, being aware of what you're thinking. Everyone has thousands of thoughts every day that continuously come and go automatically. The first step to making a shift in your life is being aware of your thoughts and exactly what those thoughts are. This holds true for sugar addiction or any other type of addiction and many other life issues. Let's talk about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Fixed mindset is a restrictive and rigid way of thinking in terms of all or nothing, yes or no, black or white. There is no gray area with fixed mindset. People who have a fixed mindset feel the need to judge others, apply labels to others, and can often be derogatory about everything and everyone. They view the world as being full of only winners or losers. Having a fixed mindset can be a very big block that stands in your way when you're trying to overcome sugar addiction. Typical thoughts of a fixed mindset are, I do not like to be challenged. If I make a mistake, it means I'm a failure. I am either good at this or I'm not. If I get frustrated, I give up. I feel threatened by other people's success. My abilities determine everything. I want people to tell me I'm smart. Growth mindset has a more positive view. It sees others as humans that are equal, not as winners or losers or addicts. It does not involve a need to judge others, their afflictions, or their beliefs. It thinks in terms of yet or not yet instead of yes or no. Growth mindset is productive and is the best mindset for change. It is progressive, based on expansion. It encourages movement in a forward direction, learning and positive thinking, and it helps brain neurons to grow and develop. Having a growth mindset can free you from being defined by your sugar addiction, and it can motivate you to deal with the challenges of overcoming sugar addiction. Growth mindset is positive and can help you deal with sugar addiction. Typical thoughts of a growth mindset are, I am always ready for a challenge. I learn by making mistakes. I can learn anything I choose. I persevere when I'm frustrated. The success of other people inspires me. My attitude determines everything. I want to be acknowledged for trying hard. When it comes to kicking sugar, it may be helpful to know if you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. So now let's talk about the influence of society's mindset. Society itself has a mindset about addiction which originated from fixed mindset. The attitude that accompanies fixed mindset is not helpful in overcoming any addiction, including sugar addiction. Society defines you by your addiction and is not helpful for motivation or inspiration towards overcoming the addiction. Having an addiction of any type can be very difficult. It means that you are often subject to society's oppressive view of addicts, which includes stigma, having a label unfairly placed on you, and even possibly struggling to overcome family history. Family history may involve a past addiction in the family, your upbringing, or being susceptible to addiction through the family's environment. Cultivating and maintaining a growth mindset can be very beneficial in overcoming the negativity from society's oppressive views. Let's talk about self-sabotage. Self-sabotage behaviors are a form of mindset. This is a common and complex phenomenon based on fear. It can come from your childhood experiences, what was said to you, and how you interpreted the things that were said to you, which resulted in early life decisions. Throughout your life, you develop certain behaviors, and you hold on to those behaviors until you realize they are sabotaging you and you change them. Self-sabotage can show up in several different ways, taking the form of various behaviors or strategies, such as feeling unworthy, feeling that you don't deserve the thing you desire most and you don't go after it. Resistance, resisting taking positive action to move forward in your life. Throwing it away, achieving your goal or something you desire, then at some level you don't believe you deserve it and somehow you end up throwing it all away. Settling for less, feeling that you aren't good enough, so you settle for less than what you desire. Personality flaw, a flaw that eventually unravels all the efforts you put toward achieving your goals, such as perfectionism, narcissism, procrastination, or anger issues. And denial, denial of an issue or problem, and therefore refusing to get help to overcome it. That's a little bit about the complex subject of self-sabotage. Let's talk about willpower. Willpower is a form of mindset that is not sustainable on its own because it is generally driven by an outside force or motivation of some sort. It's not driven by a strong, lasting motivation that comes from deep within you. Change driven by environment or outside forces may not have a lasting impact on behavior modification. Willpower alone can certainly make a difference and help you achieve goals, yet the goals will likely not be permanent because the outside force will eventually stop or change dramatically. An example is losing weight to fit into that special outfit for a particular event, such as a wedding. Of course it can be done, yet when the goal is achieved and the special event is over, the outside motivation is gone. The old eating habits that caused the original weight issue will creep back in, and the weight gain comes back. If willpower is combined with a deep motivation that comes from within you, there could be lasting change. The deep motivation from within is a mindset that sees willpower as a strong tool to use, along with other elements that support permanent and sustainable changes. An example is battling a serious illness by using willpower to get through it, combined with a huge motivation to make healthy changes in diet and lifestyle that will be permanent and sustainable in the future. Let's talk about willingness. Willingness is different from willpower. Willingness is a positive mindset. It's that deep, strong motivation from within you. It is being open and willing to examine the physical and emotional issues around sugar addiction, which is important if you want to overcome it. Willingness is being able to fully look at what's happening, good or bad, explore the possibilities, and then being ready to take the next step. Avoidance. Avoidance is another form of mindset that can also be a coping mechanism. Often it involves looking for a substitute for what's missing in your life or a way to avoid an issue. It's all about not wanting to deal with something that's going on in your life. You consciously or subconsciously bury or cover up the real issue with a substitute. One example is someone who's a workaholic. That person could be using their constant work to avoid an issue in their life, perhaps a bad relationship or loneliness. Another very real example is sugar addiction. If you are lacking certain positive important elements in your life, you may be using sugar as a sweet substitute without being consciously aware of it. For instance, if you're seeking or craving more emotional sweetness, happiness, joy, or love in your life, you may be using sugar to fill the need of the missing emotional sweetness, and you may be avoiding facing the underlying issue. One of the biggest problems is that the positive effects you get from substituting sugar are temporary, so you will always be going back for more and more and more of it, and it creates addiction. Another very big problem is that continuously filling your life with sugar and refined foods has very real physical damage. You become high risk for serious health issues like prediabetes that leads to type 2 diabetes, inflammation, fatty liver disease, heart issues, stroke issues, kidney issues, joint issues, and even cancer. Let's talk about belief in helplessness. This is a negative mindset, all about believing that you have no control. No control over the cravings or what food you consume. You believe that you are weak and you have no willpower or power of any sort, or that you are somehow a victim of a force you simply cannot control. Feeling helpless keeps you stuck in your situation and in your negative thoughts. It can create or be part of a negative downward spiral. Let's talk about belief in choice. Belief in choice is a positive mindset, the exact opposite to believing in helplessness. If you believe there are choices and make a conscious effort to look for and evaluate positive choices, you open up a whole new perspective on any issue and gain control over your situation. Making choices is powerful. Even if you make some poor choices, it still has power because you learn from them and you're able to adjust your course. Some examples of powerful choices are researching and learning about sugar addiction or other issues, reaching out for help to stop the issue and recover from sugar addiction, monitoring your thoughts so you can implement powerful, positive thoughts instead of negative, self-defeating thoughts. Let's get into cultural upbringing. Cultural upbringing can be a form of mindset. It's what you were taught to think and believe from a young age as part of your ethnic or religious heritage. For some cultures, there is a rich heritage of sweet and refined foods and sugar, not just at Christmas time. If so, you may be feeling that if you challenge these traditions and beliefs and change your mindset around these cultural beliefs, you're being disrespectful to your family or your upbringing. This may be one of those areas of your life where you feel you have no control or no choice. It's important to know that you always have choice. Now we'll talk about mindset influenced by outside forces. Outside forces can influence your mindset, and you might not even be consciously aware of it. There are outside forces all around you. They can distract you from your goals, change your thinking or mindset, and perpetuate your sugar addiction. These outside forces will push that sugar habit button in an instant. The outside forces I'm talking about are television advertisements, billboards, neon signs you see on the busiest city streets, magazine ads, video ads before the main attraction at the movie theater, food sold at sports venues, and other outside encounters that can happen daily. When you're exposed to these forces often enough, they become part of your thoughts. They can influence your mindset, and they can cause cravings. Social pressure can also be an outside force. At the current moment, your family, friends, co-workers, and colleagues all view you in a certain way. When it comes to kicking sugar or any other addiction, this can bring up some fear, and you might feel pressured to stay exactly as you are. You may be asking yourself some questions like these. Are people going to like me if I change? How will everyone react to me if I quit sugar and lose all that excess weight? Will I lose my friends? Fear can keep you stuck in a mindset that resists change. So let's talk about how mindfulness can be helpful. Mindfulness is defined as being aware in the present moment. It is being mentally present in what you're doing or saying and what you're thinking. It can help you determine how your mindset, your set of attitudes that form your view of everything, is getting in your way and keeping you stuck in sugar addiction. Mindfulness is important when you eat, even when you consciously choose to consume sugar or refined foods. Being in the moment puts you in a position of conscious choice, not being driven by something. It becomes a choice. When you are mindful and realize you are eating harmful foods like sugar, you can make an immediate choice to stop and choose other healthy foods. If you consciously choose to have sugar, stay in the moment and follow the process through, being present and noticing what happens in your body as you eat that sugary food. Notice the taste, physical feeling, mental and emotional feeling, and be aware of why you made that choice. Then take the awareness a step further by being mindful after you have eaten the sugar or refined foods. Notice how you feel after you consume the sugar by connecting with your body and your emotions and listening to what it's telling you. You'll be able to understand the effect that sugar has on you physically and emotionally. For instance, did you get a headache? Did you feel energetic for about half an hour, then suddenly feel incredible fatigue? Did your mood suddenly change from good to bad? Being totally aware and connecting with your body and your emotions can lead you to make a different choice the next time you are in the same situation. Here's the 1 minute recap. We talked about the definition of mindset. We talked about fixed mindset versus growth mindset and the influence of society's mindset. We talked about how self-sabotage behaviors can show up in various ways and why willpower is not sustainable on its own. We talked about a willingness mindset, avoidance, belief in helplessness, belief in choice, and how cultural upbringing can affect your mindset. We also talked about how your mindset can be influenced by outside forces and how mindfulness can be helpful. Here's the bottom line. Your mindset really does matter. There's a common saying that is quite true: change your mindset, change your life. When it comes to sugar addiction, it can make a world of difference to look at what your mindset is and change it. You'll be able to see blockages in your way and remove them. You'll be able to move forward and kick sugar for good. I know that kicking sugar is a simple concept, stop eating sugar, but it's not so easy. Sugar and refined foods are everywhere in our Western, North American culture, which complicates the process of kicking sugar. Even so, it can be done with help, support, and guidance from others who have done it. If you are highly motivated and committed to taking the next step to kick sugar addiction, I invite you to connect with me. Go to www.connectwithkathy.as.me. That's www.connectwithkathy.as.me and book an appointment. Stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast on a weekly basis for terrific short, sweet, and to-the-point information all about sugar, nutrition, and your health. We can be found on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Blueberry, Google Podcasts, and on Android. Every episode is also listed on our podcast website, www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. If the Sugar Switch podcast has been enlightening and helpful for you, please tell your relatives, your friends, your colleagues, and co-workers about it so they can benefit too. And we'd love it if you'd leave us a review every time you listen. That helps us grow and gives us a chance to share more valuable information with more people. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch podcast. Thanks for tuning in.